Good morning. We'll call the May 21st, 2013 Sussex County Council meeting to order. As we get started, I'd like to ask everybody just to keep certain by Oklahoma in your prayers. Take a turn to use it.
What?
Let people in Oklahoma in your prayers. Approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning. Today, we'd like to amend the agenda. I'm recommending that we move Gina Jennings, Finance Director's financial report in front of Todd Lawson, County Administrator, just for the sequence of financial reporting and what we're going to hear today with the budget. I would also amend, under executive session, removing job applicants' qualifications and personnel, leaving pending potential litigation and land acquisition. And, Mr. President, if I may, we recently were given an attorney general's opinion on how we do our agendas on a week-to-week basis, a copy of which I put in your seat this morning. Although the attorney general did not find us in any violation of FOIA, they did urge that we amend our practices when it comes to our agenda and the posting of our agenda. What we will start to do, if at the time we have our agenda on a Tuesday for the next meeting, if we know what's in executive session on that Tuesday, we will list it. If we find out about something between the Tuesday and the Monday, we will amend it. And we will amend it on the website as well as the display case here, making the public aware of that change. So I just wanted to bring council up to speed on those changes of our procedures.
So you would list the overall idea of what to be, in other words, personnel decisions, or no particular. Okay, gotcha.
No, we'll continue to use the same statements just
right
as they are brought to my attention.
Mm-hmm.
We will list them remaining within the FOIA regulations.
Mm-hmm. The category. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
You got it.
Second.
A question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Two yes, motion carried. We had the minutes from April 30th in our packet. Any concerns, questions, or changes on those? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Mr. Moore, correspondence.
Yes, Mr. President, I have several. The first is from Constant Hendricks, head of school, Jefferson School. Thank you for the sponsorship of the Jefferson School's 5K race to benefit their scholarship program. The generous donation will help us reach out to a student who otherwise might not be able to attend the school. The second is from Indian River Senior Center, Inc., addressed to you, Mr. Vincent, on behalf of Board of Directors, members, and staff of the Indian River Senior Center. We would like to thank Sussex County Council for the grant that we received for an event held on May 8th in recognition of our veterans. We would also like to thank Councilman Vance Phillips for presenting our veterans with a tribute for their service to our country. In closing, thank you again to the Council's continued support for our center, signed by Suzanne Frame, Director, Indian River Senior Center. The next is from the Woodland Ferry Association. Dear Mike and Sussex County Council, on behalf of the entire Woodland Ferry Association, I'm writing to thank you for the generous $500 donation for our upcoming festival. It will go a long way in getting us back on our way to showcase our quaint little village. And that is signed by Donna H. Angel, Secretary Treasurer. That is all.
Any correspondence from council?
I get emails in. Hello?
Yeah,
I still get emails and phone calls about folks who have dogs and will not control their barking. And one's in Plantations, the other one is just outside of Lewis on New Road, and there seems to be no answer, no way to solve it that I know of. So.
If I may, Mr. President,
Phillips.
During the previous council's rule, I had brought forth that issue, and I believe we had an ordinance that we considered briefly. If it's the pleasure of the council, we could ask the administration maybe to look back and bring that ordinance back for reconsideration.
I think so.
What did the ordinance, what was this?
It was an attempt to control the barking dogs in particular. It wasn't, I don't believe, a broad noise ordinance, which is what has always concerned us. It was specifically tailored toward barking dogs.
Sure.
Okay.
Any reason why not?
Yeah.
Mr. Lawson, you could research that and share that with council, and then we can put it on the agenda sometime. Anything else from council? Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. First order of business today is a presentation of construction contribution check from the Friends of Greenwood Library. I believe we're joined by several of the Friends of the Greenwood Library. If you would like to come forward, Ms. Grayville, if you want to come forward.
Sure.
Okay. Welcome.
Good morning, Mrs. Peterman.
Mr. Wilson, you want to go out there and...
I'll be glad to.
Hold my hand.
Yeah, we brought the whole group. Good morning. I'm Norma Prettyman. I am treasurer of the Friends of the Greenwood Library Capital Campaign. And I am prepared to present to Mr. Wilson and the County Council a check, which is our first portion of our agreement.
Your first down payment.
That's right. First of all, though, I do want to thank the County Council for coming to the positive vote to give Greenwood a new library. We needed it so badly due to the size more than anything. So thank you so much for giving Greenwood a library that will not only serve the residents of Greenwood, but also the surrounding communities. So I now give to Mr. Wilson a check in the amount of $75,000.
Well, if I knew you were going to tell me, I would have put my glasses on.
And I would like everyone to know that the Longwood Foundation has helped us tremendously towards giving you this first portion. They also are giving the Friends of the Library dollar for dollar match for everything that we earn from this past end of March until September of 2014. So we'll be able to meet the remainder of our obligation.
Why don't you keep this $75,000 and see if they'll match it?
That's not part of the deal. Also, while I'm up here promoting, we do everything from bake sales, work in the chicken barbecue, anything we can do to earn a dollar. Tomorrow night, Smith's Restaurant in Greenwood is giving the Friends of the Library 10% of all the monies taken in. So please go to Smith's Restaurant tomorrow evening, have your dinner, and we'll receive 10% of the take.
And we gave them the list of others.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And these are all volunteers?
We're all volunteers.
Thank you very much.
There is no payment for anything.
And it's no Thank problem you. Eating the food. It's reasonable, and it's good because I've been there.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'm glad to see your money.
Can I get you
to step Girls, come back up. Why don't you all come back up and get up here and get your picture taken with Mr. Wilson.
How are you going to explain to
folks? That's why they're running to the rear of the room.
I know you all realize who Kathy Grayville is and our director of the Greenwood Library, Pat Brown, but we also have Elaine Reifenberg, who is the president of the Friends Group, Shirley Everline, who is the secretary, Iva Freeman, who has become our photographer. And like I said, we all are doing this voluntarily. So, thank you.
I think they're afraid to have the picture.
Well, why don't you all come in here? Right. Come on and get some on this side over here.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
We always have to hold up the pictures. Libraries come
at a better sign. We'll get a picture now of a thorn between six roses.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Looks like his camera dialed in.
It's digital, but I don't know if it'll pick up that far away.
Okay.
Just a couple more shots.
Not pretty often we get less than that.
That's right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You did it there. You did it.
Kathy.
Thank you so much. I just came up here. Yes. Thank you.
While you're walking back to your seats, thank you all very much for all your hard work. We certainly appreciate your effort.
It's been a job.
I'm sure it has. But thank you all very much for all your work. Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. In your packet, you would have found the March 31st unaudited revenue and expense report. What you will see is that our revenues are up 5.17% for the quarter. A lot of this has to do with our building permits and any kind of building-related revenues. Our realty transfer tax is showing a 28% increase over our budget. Everything here looks in line. There's nothing that I do not see that we will meet, except the sheriff's department, as you will see, has been decreasing, and they're 37% under budget. If you flip over to the expenditure side, where our revenues are up 5%, you can see we are right in line with our budget. We're under budget just 0.17%, so we are right in line. There are a few departments you'll see that they're running a little over budget. A lot of it has to do with timing. Just want to touch on a few. We have our legal is up 8%. A lot of this has to do with the cases at the beginning of the year, but it looks like we're going to run right on target. Finance is the insurance. We pay insurance at the beginning of the year for that. Treasury is up 11%. A lot of this has to do with the legal cost of us going to sheriff sales for a lot of our properties, so we've been hitting them pretty hard. So you're going to see an increase in their legal line in Treasury. Data processing is up 16%. We needed some part-time help in there that we're now back to our regular staffing level. The constable dog control is up 10%. This is just the number of payments. We should have had 9 payments. There's 10 payments in here. The grant and aid program is 10%. This has to do with the $350,000 library grant that we gave at the beginning of the year. LEPC is 7%, but as you can see, as a dollar value, that's only $4,000, so that is just timing as well. And then the solid waste at, well, that's under percent. So overall, you can see that we are right under budget and we're running right in line. And a lot of this, you'll see how we apply this to the budget when we present that.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before we start on the budget presentation this morning, we will do the administrator's report. Item number one on the administrator's report, Sussex County Airport Advisory Committee will meet on Wednesday, May 22, 2013 at the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center at 6 p.m. Included with this report is a copy of the agenda for that meeting. The public is welcome to attend. Item two, the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center call statistics for April 2013. Attached find the statistics for the fire and ambulance call board. There were 14,641 total calls handled in the month of April. Of those 911 calls, 74% were from wireless phones. Item number three, please be advised county offices will be closed on Monday, May 27th to observe the Memorial Day holiday. Offices will reopen on Tuesday, May 28th at 8:30 a.m. The County Council will not meet on May 28th. The next meeting will be Tuesday, June 4th. And finally, item number four. This Friday, May 24th, is Susie Webb's last day with the county as she enters the next stage of her life, retirement. We have a tribute for Ms. Webb, and I see we're joined by several of her colleagues in the office, all from the office. Mm-hmm. I will read the tribute. Sussex County Council tribute. Be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council commends Susie M. Webb for devotion, loyalty, and excellence in serving Sussex County from May 1, 1993 to May 24, 2013. That's 20 years. The Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Susie M. Webb with wishes of happiness, good health, and joy today and always. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President, May 21st, 2013. Congratulations, Susie.
Now, while the council's coming down, this is your last opportunity to change your mind.
Well, Kathy, great deal. You had in the budget a bookmobile driver that we cut. So when you see fit that you can afford to get a second bookmobile driver, give me a call and consider getting my CDL and driving the bookmobile around Sussex County.
Wow.
That's my plan.
Good for you.
Well, then we got to get our insurance up pretty good. I think we'll get that done.
Do you have any previous experience?
Not driving a bookmobile or a CDL, so I don't have to.
Sure.
But you can do it.
I guess I can.
Everybody smile.
Come and help me on the form for you too, and I'll drive that price.
It's been a wonderful 20 years. I can honestly say that I've been blessed that I've had such a positive work experience. I wish that for everyone because I love the county and it's been a good 20 years. So thank you for all the opportunities you've given me too throughout. Director of Accounting and Finance Director.
I'm going to take your seat.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure working with you.
And I'll be in touch. I might be back.
Nicest person to work with. Nicest person.
Okay. We're going to start the FY 2014 budget presentation. I'm going to read the budget letter, and as Chip is getting set up, and then